Right, today's Adaf is Adaf Beis, Maseches Ksuba, a very different Masechta. So the mission of Perek Masechta begins as follows. Besula Nisais Leyom Harivi. Besula gets married on the fourth day of the week, which is our Wednesday. Va'almana Leyom HaChamishi, and Almana, widow, who gets remarried, she gets married on a Thursday. Why? Says the Mishnah, Shepamim V'Shabbos Pamayim, twice B'Shabbos, Bate Dinim Yoshvin Bayaras. They would sit in the beds and would convene twice a week in the cities. But Yom HaShein of Yom HaChamishi on Mondays and Thursdays. Shim Hayulo, Hayulo Tainis Basulim. If the husband has a Tainis Basulim, he claims that the wife doesn't have Basulim, Hayamashkim the Bezdin, he could go the next morning to Bezdin to complain. So that's why Wednesday they get married. So if there's Wednesday night, he turns out there's no Tainis Basulim, there's no Basulim. By Thursday morning, he'd go to Bezdin. And the Gemara is going to ask, so Sunday as well would also be the day before the Monday sitting. So the Gemara is going to address this. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes from the top three lines down, Basheni v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, Achas me'ezer takana shetikin ezer, one of the 10 takana ezer made, b'baba kama daf pebez, mefarish l'kula, explains all 10. And among them is that Bezdin would sit twice a week, v'lechach tiknu shetinose b'rivi, they made a takana that the Basulos should get married on Wednesday. Shim Hayalo Tainis Basulam Yashkim the Bezdin Baoda Kasa Olav. The man, the husband, so upset. So over the next morning he'll go to Bezdin. However, Im Yesh shows Bain time. If there's some time, they get married, let's say, on a Monday, and it's not until Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by 3 days, maybe his anger will subside. Shem is pious, v'tiskara daita v'yiskaimen, and he'll stay married to her. V'shema he v'zinsa tachta v'neser. But the problem with staying married to her is possibly while they were engaged, when she was in Arusa, not yet married, but there was an engagement, maybe she was mizana with another man, and that would then aser her to remain married to him. So if he doesn't get so upset a few days later, they might remain married, which is aser. So we want to make sure that there's a very small time frame between the chuppah and the opportunity to go to Bezdin. And Rashi points out at the end there, umitoch shiyavo lebezdin, from him going to Bezdin, it's not going to Bezdin itself that's going to reconcile what's going on. Rather, it's yisbar hadavar, it becomes a public matter, kishiyata kol, everyone's going to hear, oh, did you hear that so-and-so went to the Bezdin to complain about his wife? And then maybe people will talk, and shema yavo edim, and the edim will come forward and say, yes, we saw her with another man, and mimavar, what exactly is going on? So that's why they get married only on a Wednesday, and we'll see why not on a Sunday. So Gemara now says, Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda Mashmuel, Mipnei Ma Amru Besula Nisayis L'Yom Harivi. What's the reason why they would get married on a Wednesday? Lefi Sheshaninu. Now this Lefi is not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah gives the reason already. This Lefi is based on a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. So the Gemara now is providing us a different reason than from what the Mishnah just taught us. So answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, that Lefi Sheshaninu, we have a din, Higius Man V'lo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalo V'Ochlos Bichuma. The din is, let's say back then, when they would get engaged, there were 12 months given for both the chasan and the kala to prepare for the chuppah, for her to get all dressed up and for him to prepare the mazonos. And let's say 12 months come. They set a date, they get married, let's say they get engaged January 1st, and let's do Aleph Elul, they get engaged, and so they have a date. The next Aleph Elul, they get married. Let's say he gives him on the following Aleph Elul comes, and he's not able to marry her for whatever reason, v'lo nisu, the din is ochlos mishalo. He has an obligation now to go ahead and start paying her, even though they're not yet married. V'ochlos b'tshuma, and if she's a bas Yisrael, and he's a Kohen, she's actually allowed to start eating tshuma, even though they're not married yet. So that's the din. So now, either way, the Gemara is right now connecting our date of Wednesday with the halacha of Mishnah later on, that his responsibility to pay her mizonos. The Gemara says further now, Yachal Higiyaz Man Be'echer B'Shabbos, let's say Sunday arrives, and that's when Aleph Elul turns out to be on a Sunday, Yemal Mizonos. One might think that maybe a Sunday, Aleph Elul is a Sunday. He should have to start paying her now, even though they can't get married until Wednesday, but Aleph Elul is a Sunday. One might think that. L'chach Shaninu, therefore we teach in the Mishnah, Besula Nisayis L'Yom Arvi. No, if Aleph Elul falls on a Sunday, he has no chiv to pay just yet. It's not until Wednesday. Wednesday is the only real day of the week that he's allowed to get married, so he has an extra couple days to prepare. If Wednesday comes, which is now going to be Dalet Elul, and then he doesn't get married to her, at that point he'd have a chiv to start paying her. So there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. This obligation to pay her, when he gives man v'lo nisu, is that a kanas? Is that a penalty for him to have to pay? Or no, that's a chiv. It was built in, there's a chiv for him to pay. Or is it a kanas? So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, we're going to see later on the daf here, let's say he's sick, he's onus, and he can't pay, he can't get married, is he obligated to pay? If the reason for if that's because of a kanas, we penalize him. If he was ones and sick, you can't penalize him. It wasn't his fault. But if there's a chiv, that obligation 12 months kicks in a certain chiv, then even if he's a chola, the chiv still exists and he would be obligated to pay. Either way, the Gemara here says the reason why they connect this reason of Wednesday to the halacha of Higiyas Ma'an V'lo Nisu, Olchos Mishalo. So the Gemara has a problem with this because something doesn't line up properly. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Yosef says, Mari de Avram, which is the God of Avram, Tali Tanya, Bedilo Tanya, you're connecting a Brisa, or a Mishnah, our Mishnah here, you're connecting it to something that's not taught in the Brisa. And the Gemara says, Hey Tanya Vehelo Tanya, which one was taught in the Brisa, which was not taught in the Brisa? Hatanya v'hatanya, both were. In other words, the first statement of Higiyazman is taught in the Mishnah, and the halacha, the first halacha of Besuos Nisei's Birvi is a Mishnah, and also Higiyazman is also a Mishnah. What does Yosef mean that one was in the Mishnah, one was not in the Mishnah? They're both in the Mishnah. And Rashi just points out that Rav Yosef, as he got older, he lost some of his memory, so he was a bit confused. Ella, so Gemara clarifies, Ella Tali Tanya, Dimifarish Taima, Bidetanya, Dilomifarish Taima. They're connecting a Mishnah or Brisa which has the reason explicit with a Mishnah that does not have the reason explicit. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 15 lines up where it says Elo, first word is Elo Tali Tanya Dimifarish Taima. You're connecting a Brisa or a Mishnah that has its reason built in with a Tanya Dilomifarish Taima. In other words, says Rashi, Mishnah, say to our Mishnah, Taima Mefurish Besocha. Our Mishnah says clearly why you could only get married on Wednesday. Kadesh Yashkin Lebezin. That's clear. If you give man that Mishnah, ain shum tam before. So there's no reasoning explained in the Mishnah there of Higiyas Man v'lo Nisu. Lo mar b'pnei ma'im Higiyas Man b'echa b'shabes ain amal l'mazonos. Why you don't pay when Sunday arrives? So what's this connection of the Revius to the halacha of Higiyas Man? They're two different Mishnayos. So it's a little bit unclear what's going on. So Ella Gemara says Ella Iyitmar. If you're going to say something. This is what you need to say. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel Mipnei Ma Amru Besula Nisayis Liyomar Vi Sheim Haya Lo Tainis Besula Haya Mashal Lebezdin V'Tinasei. What's the reason why? Because if she gets married on Wednesday, he goes to the Bezdin the next day on Thursday. V'Tinasei Be'echav Shabbos Sheim Haya Lo Tainis Besula Haya Mashal Lebezdin as well. So why is it only on Wednesday? Sunday should also be a day they could get married because Monday Bezdin convenes as well. So why does a Mishnah only say Wednesday is an available date? And so the Gemara answers, because Shaktu Chachamim at Takanas Benos Yisrael. Chachamim instituted a new Takana, Sheyehei Tarech Besuda Shlosh Yamim, that you have to prepare for the meal, for the Suda of the Chasna, 3 days in preparation to make it a very chashim meal. Echa B'Shabbos, Sheini B'Shabbos, V'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you get married on Wednesday, and then one can go to the Bezdin on Thursday, as opposed to Bervi Konsa. So, but the problem is, if you were to get married on a Sunday, so you could go to Bezdin on a Monday, you don't have 3 days in a row to prepare. It's Thursday, Friday, but then there's Shabbos. You can't prepare, obviously, on Shabbos. That's why they knocked out Monday as a day. Sunday as a day. Wednesday is the only day they could get married. Now the Gemara says, V'achshav, now that we've established that Yom Revi is the only day that they could get married, Sheshaninu Shaktu also, V'achshav Sheshaninu Shaktu, also Sheshaninu Higizman, that other halacha, the Mishnah later on, which tells us Higiyas Ma'an V'lo Nisu, Ochos Mishalo, Ochos B'Chuma, that if they don't get married by the date that they set, then she could start eating from his food, and she could even eat Chuma if he's a Kohen. Higiyas Ma'an V'Echa B'Shabbos, if that date arrives on a Sunday, then Mitoch She'nu Yachol Lichnos, since they can't get married on a Sunday, Eino Ma'an Mazonos, there is no obligation for him to pay at that particular point. So Gemara then says, Lefikach, after establishing all this, now, Chalahu, O shachal sehi, if either he gets sick and they can't get married when he gives man, or she gets sick and they can't get married when he gives man, O shapirsa nida, she becomes an ida, in which case they can't get married either, eino mal la mazonos. There is no obligation to pay mazonos because lamai said they can't get married. The only time he gives mavelo nisu do they have to get married is if they're both, that he has to pay the money, if they're both ready and willing to get married, and then he says, I can't for whatever reason, then he has a chiv to pay. But if either he gets sick or she gets sick, or she becomes an Ida, those are all cases of onus, whereby he'd be exempt from having to pay her the mazonos. So then the Gemara says, Ik de baila mi baila. Although the Gemara just said definitively that the lach of chala, chalsa, pirsha nida, he certainly doesn't have to pay, the Gemara says others raise this as a suffix. There's a question, what would be in each of these cases? So again, Others ask the question as the following. Chalahu, if he becomes sick, mahu, what's the din? Is he obligated to pay? Hosam time amai, mishum de onus, v'hochanami onus. Is it because a case of onus, in which case, just like he can't get married on Sunday because Chacham said he can't get married, so too if he becomes ill, it's also against his will an onus, he should be exempt. Or perhaps Dilma, onus b'tekanta takina le'abanim. There was an onus that shaktu chachamim, they made a takana that they forbade you from getting married on Sunday. But hacha lo, but this is a very different type of onus. It's not as strong, it's not a takana, and maybe if he gets sick, he would have to pay him igizman. Vim tim salomer, if you're going to say, we paskin chalahu malal mazonos. If he gets sick, he has an obligation to pay the mazonos. It's a different type of onus than the shaktu chachamim. So then we can raise the question, chalsahi, if she becomes sick, mahu, would he have to pay in that case? Maybe we could say, Matsi Amrla, he could say, Anna Hakamina, I'm ready and willing. Here I am. Where are you? I'm standing on the chuppah. You're not showing up. This is your fault, so you're not getting any mizonos. Oh, Dilma, perhaps Matsi Amrla, she could say back to him, Nistach Basadeu, your field has been ruined. The Nistach Basadeu means it was flooded. It was a bad mazel. This is your bad mazel, and don't tell me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made me sick because of you. Look what Rashi writes in the bottom here. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page here, Nistach Basadeu Lashon Mater Sochef, a heavy rain, based on the Pasuk of Mishlei, Nishtefa Sadecha. Kolomer Mazal Hagarm, she says to him, this is your bad mazel. The reason why I'm sick, she says, because of you. I'm your, that's connected to your mazel. And today, Alv Elul, you have an obligation to feed me even though I'm sick. So how do we paskin regarding that? So the Gemara says, last two lines, Vim Tim Salomer, if you're going to tell me, Amrelay, if she said, Nisach Basadeu, and we accept the Taina, which means he would have to pay her. So what about Pirsa Nida? Ma, what if she becomes a Nida? Would that also be, would he be chayv to pay in that case or not? So Mahu, so what's the din? Bishaz Vesta lo tabaylecha. If it was her regular cycle where she expected to say it, that's not a question at all. D'lo matzu amrele nistach basadeh. She can't say this is your bad luck. This wasn't luck. This was her schedule. This was the nature of her body. That you can't say it's your mazel, and he would be putter from paying. The question really was, ki tibaylech shelo bishaz vesta. If it was unexpected, it was a nida that she didn't expect, that would be considered out of the ordinary, and that might be tali on mazel. So my, what would the din be if she pierced a nida and shelo bishaz vesta when she wasn't expecting to see? Do we say, kaven delo bishaz vesta havya matzi amrilei nistach basadeu? Since it was out of the ordinary, it's considered mazel, and she can make the claim, nistach basadeu, your field has been ruined. Oduma, perhaps we could say, kaven dinashi dekamishanya vasayu. Many women have their cycles change. It's not considered so out of the ordinary. It's normal to change the cycle. Kishas vestadami, that's considered part of her normal nature, and there would not be any mazel. So what's the dim? So the Gemara says, Pashit Rav Acha, Rav Achai, he answered, Higiyazman velo nisu, ochos mishalo, ochos mitchuma. If the time arrives, Alf Elo comes, he has to pay her, lo nisu, lo katani, lo nisu. It doesn't say nasu, it says lo nisu. Nisu is she does not get married. As opposed to nasu, he doesn't marry her. Nisu is a passive, she does not get married by him. What's the significance that the focus on her not being married? Hey, chidami, what's the case here? Ida kamakvin inu, if she's holding back, bedash, she refuses to get married. So that's not his fault, that's her decision. Am I ochlus mishalov ochlus bichuma? Why does she have the right to collect food if she refuses to get married? So what does it mean, lo nisu, that somehow from her end, there's an inability to get married? It must be ella lav disnes. It must be the kiagamna, where there's an onus from her end, and even though there's an onus that she was sick or she appears anida, yet nonetheless, v'katani ochlos mishalov v'ochlos b'tshuma. So we paskin based on the language of lo nisu, that even though the onus comes from her end, it's still he has the obligation to go ahead and pay her. So before we read Amar Vashi, there are two interesting tosos in here. One is a tosos on the top here, matzi amrle nistach basadeu, says tosos, v'enu yachol liton da'adir abba mazlo garm. Why doesn't he say back, this is your fault? She says to him, listen, I have a nida now, this is your problem, or of a chola, this is your problem. Why can he say, this is your mazel? Why is it dafka the man's mazel? The Tosa answers the question, says he can't say it's your mazel, because the kevan de lo mifkada apiria rivya, since she has no obligation in the mitzvah puruvu, so it's her mazel is not affected by that which she's not chayivim. It must be his mazel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preventing him from performing the mitzvah puruvu. The lo me'anshe, therefore she can't get punished for that which she's not chayiv to perform. The Otis tells us the second reason why we view her as the Sada and not him as the Sada is because the Haisha, he Sada Shabal, then a Baal Sada Shalab. In terms of the relationship, she's viewed more as the object, if you will, and not him. So she's compared to the field. Kikach Isha's Isha. He acquires her like one acquires a field. So she's viewed as a Sada, and he cannot be viewed as a Sada. That's the reason why he can't flip the mazel on her. The mazel is really on him. Another interesting Tosfos is Pashat Rav Achai. So here he quotes Tosfos Rav Achai. There's a machlokas in Rishonim. Does Rav Achai refer to the Gaon? Rav Achai Gaon, the author of the Shiltos? Or no, this was an Amara. The Tosfos weighs in and says, Pashat Rav Achai, lo kemoshe perish Rashbam. Not like the Rashbam understands. Dainu Rav Achai ha-Gaon she'asa Shiltos. He wrote the Shiltos. Hayasof ha-Kamarayim. Lechach Mishnah Lashona. That's why Mishnah Lashona changes the language, because since Rav Achai was not in Amora, he was after the Amoraim, we have a bit of a different language how Rav Achai speaks. Not like that. B'chol Shas Parach Rav Achai. Always is Parach Rav Achai. Pashu Rav Achai. Sherei Khan here, Rav Ashi Ona Advar. Rav Ashi's responding. We're about to see what Rav Achai said. And it can't be then Rav Achai the Gaonim, because he came after the Amoraim. Ella must be Om Rebbeinu Tam Shu Amora. Rav Achai was an Amora, and that's who Rav Ashi is responding to, not Rav Achai HaGaon. So back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Li'olam, in reality, Eim L'cha Kol Unsa Lo Achla, every onus, he's not obligated to feed her, she doesn't eat. V'dekamak ve'inu, and if she's ma'akeva, he doesn't have to pay her. U'bedinu debaylei lemisei lo nasu. The truth is, the Mishnah should really say, lo nasu, if he didn't marry her, for whatever that reason is, she's really, he's potter from paying her. So why did it say Nisu from her perspective, which gave her the impression that if she, was ones, only would he have to pay her? The ID, the Tani Reisha B'didi, Tainami Reisha B'didi. Since the Reisha spoke from her perspective of Nosin the Basula Shema Sechodesh, we give a Basula 12 months, we also spoke of the Seifa from her perspective, Lo Nisu. But in the end of the day, that's not a Diak to be made. It really means Lo Nosu from his perspective, if he didn't marry her, not necessarily Lo Nisu. Fine. So now the Gemara says, after establishing...
And this is even if he's honest or only on her, meaning if he's sick, then he would have to pay.
Exactly.
Only on the onsim on the woman.
Exactly, right. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Le'inin gittin einoken. This is a bit of a confusing Gemara now. Not terribly confusing, but a bit confusing. Rava says, with respects to gittin, the din is einoken. We don't hold this way, which means, Alma, Kesava, Rava, ein onus begin. That there is an onus. Normally, by onus, a person's off the hook. But by gittin, onus does not take effect, and we actually ignore the onus. What's the case? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes four lines from the top here. Leinen gittin einokein alafikach kai dashmeinan sheikves haonus potarta min mizonos. That onus exempts him from mizonos, like we just concluded. Leinen gittin eino. Tainus onus malus. But by gittin, an onus does not exempt him, does not take effect. In other words, what's the case here? Im nasan get lisho. Guy gives his wife a get. Almanas im lo avo adzmana ploni. He says, here's a get. If I don't return back within 12 months, this is a good get here. So if he comes back, it's not a good get. If he doesn't come back, it is a good get. So now, nenas, let's say he gets stuck on the way. Something happens. There's a tornado and he can't get back in time. Lo ba, he doesn't come. Hareza get. That's a good get. Venu yachal lomar anus haiz. He can't say onus. Although normally onus does actually take effect. By gittin, we don't say onus takes effect. Lemais, if you came or you didn't come, that's what it comes down to. We don't care why you didn't come. Did you come or did you not come? So that's what Rava says. Lenin gittin eino kein al makasavar Rava ein onus begittin. Onus, something against your will, has no effect on the outcome of the get. So Gemara now wants to know, minole the Rava, from which brisa, from which Mishnah does Rava, who's an Amora, how does he know the halacha? What's his proof that there is no onus? Onus does not register in the world of Gittim. So Gemara says, Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Mehaditzan, that Mishnah that tells us that appears in Maseches Gittin, it says, Hareze Gitech, a guy says to his wife, this is your get, Imlo Bosi Mikan Vad Shema Sachodesh. Here's a get, if I don't return back in 12 months. Umeis Besoch Shema Sachodesh. He dies within the 12 months. Ain't no get, that's not a good get. So Gemara is medaik only because Mace, who they know get, because he died, that's why there's no get lachar misa. If he died within 12 months, it's not a good get. Hachala, if he became ill, but he was still alive, and he didn't return, hareza get, that's a good get. So why don't we say he wanted to return, but he was onus because he was sick, So we should consider it as if he did come, and therefore it shouldn't be a good get. Must be, ones does not register in the world of gittin. If he didn't show up, the lach is the get is chal. So Gemara says, don't bring me a rye from that case. Dilma, liolam emelacha chala nami eno get. Maybe really, a person who's sick, it's also not a good get. Just like if a person dies, it's not a good get within 12 months. If you get sick, it's not a good get. An ones would register in the world of gittin. So why then does the Mishnah only specify a case of mace and giving us a false impression of what the implication should be? Gemara said, because he gufa kamashman. That Mishnah is telling us a chiddush de'ein get lachamisa, that we want to teach you, we want to learn that there's no get. If the guy dies, the get can be chal after the guy dies. The guy dies after 10 months, and then the 12 months kick in, you can't give a get to his wife. The get can be chal if he's already dead. So that's what's teaching us. But eino chanami, if he was ill as well and didn't show up, that too wouldn't be a good get. But we wanted to emphasize the mace to tell us halacha ain get lachamisa. Gemara says that can't be the chiddush. We know that halacha from elsewhere. Ain get lachamisa hatani la reisha. The reisha of that mishnah already taught us the din of ain get lachamisa. There's no need to teach us this twice because it says in the reisha hareza giteich im mesi hareza giteich micholize hareza giteich lachamisa. If he says any of these languages, this is my get if I die. This is the get if I get sick. This is the get if I after my death. All those languages, lo amar klum, because ain get lachamisa. So why does the sefer have to teach me the same exact halacha? So it must be that when it says mace, it means ain chalam, it also means chala as well. As I'm saying, it means dafka mace and not chala. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilma lafuke midirabo seinu. Maybe it's telling us and stressing there's no get lachamisa to go against, to preclude from the opinion of the Rabbo Seinu. Who are Rabbo Seinu? Ditanya, Rabboseinu hitiru linase, that they allowed one to get married. A person had a language of, here's your get, and he writes a zman on the get, after 12, if I don't show up in 12 months, even though normally the halacha is, if I say, here's my get me'achshav, if I don't return after 12 months, then it's chal, because I said me'achshav. Let's say you didn't say me'achshav, but he wrote the date on it. So the Rabboseinu think, writing a date is ki'ilu, you said me'achshav, and it would work even though he died later on, but since he said Kilu, he wrote this man, it's Kilu, he said Me'achshav, that's good as well. That's the Shita of Rabbo Seinu. So we're coming to say no, going against his opinion. We don't care about Zman, that the guy shows up and he dies before he's able to show up. It won't be a good get. She can't get married to somebody else. She's stuck to her Yavam. So Gemara says again, Dilma Lafuke Midi Rabbo Seinu, Ditani Rabbo Seinu, Hitiruli Nasei. They allowed them to get married, even though he died before 12 months. Why? Who are the Rabbo Seinu? Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Shmuel, Beidina Deshar Mishra. They're the Bezin that allowed Mishra. There was a point in time where the Shemen of an Akum was Usser, just like this Pas Akum and this Bish Akum. There's also Shemen Shal Akum was also Usser. They permitted it. That was this Bezin was known for. The Bezin of Shmuel, the Bezin of Shar Mishra. So they held Savri Lake Rabbi Yossi. This group of rabbis held like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiach Alav. That the date written on the get serves as the word me'achshav. Everyone agrees if you say me'achshav la'acher 12 months, me'achshav the gets chal now. But zman is not me'achshav, but Rabbi Yossi felt zman is kili wrote me'achshav, and that was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So maybe with the Gemara's telling us here, the reason why they had to teach a seifa, an erasure seifa, reish is to tell me ain get lachamisa, seifa to tell me even if there's a zman there, still doesn't serve as me'achshav, there's no get lachamisa. So Elo, back to square one. What is the basis of Rav Ashita that there is no onus by Gittin? Elo may seifa must be from the seifa. What's the seifa? Me'achshav, it says, im lo basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. He says, from now let it be a get if I don't show up after 12 months. Umeis besoch shemas achodesh. He dies within 12 months. Hareza get, that's a good get. And the Gemara says, not only if he's meis, if he dies, but hu hadin l'chala, even if he gets sick also, it will be a good get. Why? If you look at the Svara and Rashi, Rashi writes three wide lines down, the end of the line, Hareza get. Even though the Brisa only says mace, and he doesn't show up, it still works because you said me'achshav, hua din chala. The Afa Gav says Rashi, de'ain onus gada me'misa. Even though there's no greater onus than misa, alma ain onus begitin. The fact they died won't affect the chalos of the get, hua din chala. So you see, onus does not register by gitin. If he doesn't show up, Lemaisa, it's considered a good get. Bein Misa, Bein Nechala. That's the rye that Ein Onus Begitim. Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe only Misa, the Ein Onus Begitim by Misa, but maybe by Chala, we should say there is Onus. Why? Dilma Meis Dafka, Delo Nichale, the Tipal Kame Yavam. Maybe only if he died, do we say the get is chal? But if he didn't die, the get won't be chal. Why does he want the get to be chal? Because let's say he has no children and he has brothers. So if he dies and leaves his wife behind, she has the obligation of yibum chalitza. He doesn't want to force his wife to be yibum chalitza with a brother. So he wants to give her a get so she becomes completely single. So maybe only mace if he dies in between. That was part of his thinking that it would also free her. Rather, he wants the get to be chal as opposed to the misa. But if he became ill, he didn't want her to be free. That wasn't part of his thinking. And maybe they should still be married by the case of challah. Only when he dies does he want the get to kick in. So don't bring me a rye that misa, which is an ones, challah also is an ones, would not register. So El Gemara says, what is the rye again that there's no ones begitten? El meha. Yahud Amrlu, a person said, Ilo asina mikan vat slasin yomim, if I don't come within the next 30 days, leve gita, let this get be a chal for my wife. Asa basov slasin yomim, by the 30 days, coming back, ready to return, so he remains married to his wife. And what happens is, along the way, paska mavra, and there's a overflowing river he couldn't overcome, and he was stuck, he didn't make it back 30 days. There was onus. So what's the din here in this case? He wanted to come back, but the Maaseh, he didn't come back. Do we say, ki'ilu he came back, that he's onus, and ki'ilu came back, it's not a good get? Or no, we don't say onus by gittin, and the gittin's get is chal. So Amar Luhu, chazi da'asu, I'm coming. He's like yelling from across the river, I'm here. He didn't show up to his house yet, but he says, I'm on the way, I'm trying to come, I want to come. So what's the din? Amar Shmuel, lav shmei masi. That's not called coming. You have to lemaisa come, or you don't lemaisa come. Granted, there's an onus standing in your way, but we don't care about onus in the world of gittin. So that's the raya based on this, not a braisa, but based on a psak of Shmuel. And Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma unse de shchiach shayni. Maybe that was very common for rivers to overflow and a person couldn't pass by. When you have to anticipate something, you should have specified, you should have articulated that if this happens, if that happens, like you have an insurance plan, they talk about different things that you should expect and not to expect. What's included in normal circumstances? So since it was pretty common for these rivers to overflow and you can't pass by, he should have specified, and that's why it's not a good onus. But maybe if there's another onus he didn't expect, that onus would register and the get would not be chal. So Gemara says, "V'dilma own to the shchiach shiny, the chayvin di baylela ansnuya." Since he should have stipulated this onus in the statement, since it was accepted, since it was something foreseeable, but also he didn't. He loses out. He should have specified what was a possible onus. Gemara says, "You're right. We can't bring the araya from any mishnah, not from a brisa, not from a statement in the Amoraim. We have no araya anywhere right now that onus." There's ain onus begitten, that we ignore onus by the world of gittim. So how does Rava know this? So Gemara finally concludes that Ella must be Rava Svara Dinafshe Kamar. He was saying his own Svara, not based on any previous statements that there's no onus begitten. What's his Svara? Mishum Snuos, who Mishum Prutas. Snuos are those women who are very modest and very careful about halacha, and Prutas are those who are looking to breach halacha. Any opportunity they have, they try to overcome and ignore it. So what does that mean? Mishum tznus, the reason why they said there's no onus begitin, it doesn't register, and the get, in fact, is chal. Why? Because of the tznus. Because di amris lo, it's a little confusing, we'll take this low. Di amris lo leveget. If we're going to suggest that when there's onus, so we kilu, he came back, so the get's not a good get, what's going to happen sometimes on Tadav Gimel now is zibnin, there are going to be occasions, the lo onus, where there really was not an onus. And the husband decided not to come back. So really the get should be chal. And visvar the onus, and she's going to think maybe he's onus, and he's trying to come back, so maybe I'm not divorced yet. She's going to say, uma angan should be remain an aguna of yasu and sit that way as an aguna. Because there was no onus at all, because he said, I don't want, he never came back. He willingly didn't show up. So she's really free. But she's choshed, maybe there's an onus, and if there's an onus, really, he is back already, and the get's not really chal, and she'll be stuck forever, ever. So therefore they said, we can't think about onsim. Either he comes, or he doesn't come, so no women, no tznus, who are very careful about halacha, remain agunas. And regarding mishum prutas, those who take advantage and try to look for breaches in halacha, why for those people we have to say, ein onus begitim? Because di amris lo lehaveget, if we say that when there's onus, the get is not chal. In other words, when he's trying to come back and an onus comes in, we say, oh, he must be, Keely's back. The get isn't good. So if you say the onus does register in the world of gittim, zimnin, there's going to be certain times, the onus, where he was onus. And Kilu, he came back already. She can say, oh, Lanus, he's not onus. He doesn't want to come back. He doesn't want to marry me. And she'll say that she's really single now. The divorce was chal. We also mentioned she's going to go ahead and get married. The nimsa get batal, but turns out since he was onus, the get was really batal. And she gets married to a second man, the bonet mamzerim. For that reason, they said there's no playing games here. All we care about, did he come back? Did he not come back? We can't figure out how he came back. If he tried to come back, that's going to confuse both the Prutos and the Tznos, and for that reason, they assert any onus, they prevent any onus from taking effect. Let's quickly recap. We used to do recapping before Yivamos. Let's try to get that back in. Recapping in 30 seconds, the Masechta, the first daf rather, the Basulim, this is Bervis, we said to get married the fourth day because if she gets no times Basulim, the husband could go to Bezin the very next day. Bezin convenes both Mondays and Thursdays, and we said the reason why they can't get married on a Sunday is because Shaktu Chacham in 3 days to prepare for meals, since Shabbos gets in the way, you can't prepare for Sunday, so therefore Wednesday is the only available day to get married, to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to prepare for the meal. That means if the Gizman on a Sunday, if it's a Sunday, there's no chayiv to pay because they can't get married, Shaktu Chachamim. But if he gives man on Wednesday, they don't get married, lo nisu, then he has obligation to pay her, and even from Chuma if he's a Kohen. Then we said that if he gets sick, or she gets sick, or Pirsanida, the Gemara spoke about whether the Chayiv or not Chayiv, in that case, who's obligated, who's not obligated, and then they made a dik of nisu, means any onus from her perspective, Ravasha, the dik onus of nisu is not really a relevant dik, and then we spent the rest of the time figuring out that, however knows, ain't onus begitin, that onus does not register in gitin, we care, did he come back, did not come back, onus does not register, and we brought various surprises to try to prove the point. And we also learned ein get lachar misa is a concept. We also learned that according to some, zmano shoshar mochich lav serves the same purpose as me'achshav. And that was it. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Great to be back here. And